money. Let's talk money.
I don't have your money.
I know I'd be a lot happier with some extra cash.
Is this about money?
Obviously, this is all about money.
Oh, man, we got bills to pay, buddy.
With practical tips and a focus on scripture, let's talk money. With Dave and Reb. From More Than Enough. Real conversations about money for real people. Let's talk money.
Are you ready to talk money, Reb?
I'm ready to talk money.
It's just you and me in the studio today.
Yes, but we're not really talking, well, we're talking about money, kind of, but we're talking about a heart issue around our money journeys.
This is the show where Dave and Reb talk
about the heart issues around money.
Hey, look at that. It sounds like we're right
okay,
on track.
Okay, we can talk about it because I've tied it in somehow.
Oh, very good. So before we get to that, just want to give you, I don't often do this anymore. I used to do this on every show, but if you're a first-time listener or you want to pass the podcast on to someone else or you want to watch us on YouTube, we are on every podcasting platform that I know about. So if we're not on the one you like to listen to, please reach out. Let us know at info@morethanenough.ca and we'll get on there. Of course, we're on YouTube, we're on Spotify, we're on iTunes, we're on all of those platforms. And that's just because we think the message here that we have on the podcast needs to be heard in all those places. So thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening. And of course, if you're in the Ottawa area here in Ottawa, Canada, you can hear us on CHRI 99.1 or go to our website, morethanenough.ca. CHRI.ca. And one of our big sponsors and the sponsors of today's show, notmine.ca as well. They host the podcast there as well, as well as your book is there. And notmine.ca is a great resource for just finding out how money and God and the interaction and how we can live as believers in this current world that we live in, using the money that we have to really reflect our relationship with Christ. And so NotMine.ca has lots of great resources to just encourage and challenge and get us thinking in that way.
Yeah. So we're really grateful to them. Yeah. So,
and we often have Ray Borg on the show with us.
Yes.
And he is often just a great source of conversation and getting us to dig a little deeper.
So into the heart issues around money. Yeah. So.
Yeah. So where are we going today?
Okay.
That's kind of a scripture and, It's a scripture that I'm sure many of you have quoted at least the last little part of it, but Reb's going to read from Ecclesiastes 4.
Well, you know what? I'm also not going to assume anyone's biblical literacy out there. So if you haven't heard these verses, they're great. So you can go look them up. Ecclesiastes 4, verse 9 to 12. Two are better than one because they have a good return for their labor. If either of them falls down, one can help the other up. But pity anyone who falls and has no one to help them up. Also, if two lie down together, they will keep warm. But how can one keep warm alone? Though one may be overpowered, two can defend themselves. A cord of three strands is not quickly broken. And these are beautiful verses about having a partner or having community, which we talk about more than enough because we talk how important community is on our financial journeys. Though we have to manage our financial journey alone, kind of like writing. Writing is a very solitary
experience.
Yes, but it takes a village, let me tell you, to get a book published or to have the encouragement we need to keep writing and for someone to say, you know what, you know, you can improve, but it's not that bad. You should just keep writing. You know, that you don't ever hear, oh man, that was the most stellar thing you've ever read. Or, you know, often we don't give those accolades out too often. But you get encouragement. You can keep going. You've got something to say as a writer. So, and so I'm thinking about coaching. I'm thinking about accountability. I'm thinking about a coach walking with one of you on your financial journey, and they're not going to leave you alone in the pit. Because what does it say? But pity anyone who falls and has no one to help them up.
And I think we should. You know, in our world, in More Than Enough and in the coaching we do, we have a pretty defined idea of what accountability looks like.
Right.
But maybe not everybody who's listening, okay. You know, that could be a dirty word for some
people. Accountability. So, which is what we think is part of our discipleship journey. We're not doing this alone. Jesus has clearly in scripture had a group of people around him all the time. And the disciples had each other when he left. So they were not alone. And in our finances, we may do, just back to that analogy, I may write by myself in front of my computer. We may actually manage our finances all alone. We may not reveal it nitty gritty details to people, but we could say, we could still walk with others. We're mm-hmm. still being accountable to others. We're still, and then it goes to back to what does accountability mean for you?
Yeah, and in our world, you know, as we've looked at this and over the last, you know, 17, 18 years that we've been doing More Than Enough, you know, the idea of accountability, we really had to work through that negative perspective. And I love these verses for that because really the idea behind accountability is somebody walking with you. And somebody who walking with you, and I'm going to say that you at least enjoy their company a little bit, you know, and they have a heart to see good for you, right? And so as you're walking along the road, then if one of you, and this is where accountability really, in my opinion, shines, is you're walking with somebody before you fall in the ditch. That person may say, hey, don't get too close to the edge. Now, we could interpret that as, hey, don't tell me what to do, right? Because often we'll do that. But the reality is the heart of the person is saying, listen, I know the ditch. I've been in the ditch or I recognize the ditch and you're getting a little close to the ditch and my heart of care for you doesn't want you to get in the ditch, right? But that being said, when you fall in the ditch, that same person has the same heart, is also the first person to essentially jump in the ditch with you and help you get out. Or maybe they reach down and pull you out of the ditch. Again, whatever they need to do to get you back onto the road. And I think that's what the writer of Ecclesiastes is really highlighting here is like when two people walk along the road, that there's some ditches you're going to avoid, but then when you fall in the ditch, they're also the one who are going to help you get out. And that's really, I think, a great picture of what accountability is. It does come down to, yes, sometimes the person you're accountable with or accountable to, that they're going to say some things that are going to get your prickles up. They're going to, you know, I don't want to listen to that. I don't want to do that.
If their heart is right
and good, yeah, for you,
right, then you trust the heart of the person for what they're saying mm-hmm. and recommending.
At least we hope that.
Mm-hmm. I mean, why are we talking about this today? Really, like what's going on? Like it's fall. We've come out of summer. We've had quite a year. Mm-hmm. I think we're heading to the last quarter of the year. There's a lot that's happened financially in Canada. There are a lot of needs for folks to have food, to have shelter. Mm-hmm. We're seeing a lot of difficult things. And what has prompted this discussion today about accountability and not giving up?
Well, I think it comes out of a conversation you and I were having, in the last couple of weeks, just about isolation being one thing, but people actually giving up, like they're like, hey, I'm on the journey. And again, within the coaching or there's just too many other things going on. And I'm just kind of giving up and we're talking about finances on, managing my finances. I'll just figure it out. And you know, the reality is you're going to default, and this is what we see, back to kind of an original, I don't tell anybody, I'm scared, I don't tell anybody when my debt's accumulating and I don't have to pay it off, I don't have anybody that I can be really honest with that cares about me in this area of my life. And so, they enter into relationship with More Than Enough and we start the coaching and then they go, it gets really hard. And I have to face this stuff and I have to make choices that are sometimes difficult, and I just want to give up. And that, when that happens for you and I, we always feel the pain of it. We always feel like, oh, don't give up. Like, we want to encourage you to keep going. In a lot of cases with money, you can't really give up. You just give up managing it, and that's not going to go well.
No, there are a lot of thoughts running around in my head. I think we are concerned. We're concerned for ourselves. We see it in our marriage, I'm sure, sometimes where we're just like checking out. Mm-hmm. You know, it gets hard. We're just checking out. We're just watching way more shows, or we're reading way more novels, mm-hmm. or we're not as engaged. We're just tired. Mm-hmm. And we can honestly say it's tiring. Mm-hmm. Financial stuff can be very, very challenging. We've got our jobs, we've got families, we've got health issues, we've got, needs of family members or the community around us. And yet we relate. So we're saying this because David and I have each other to encourage and say, don't give up, keep going. Or when we're just tired out, we're just like, you know what, we just need some rest. Or, you know, how are you showing up today? Brené Brown and her husband, the social researcher, always say, where are you at in the showing up to this, day or situation? And if it's like 20%, you're like, oh, I'm pretty good. I'm 80%. So I can run with it. And it's hard when you're depleted. And we're hoping that in the financial coaching relationship, just as the example, because we're not just talking about More Than Enough and our coaching system. We're talking about church folks. We're talking about discipleship, your small group,
we're really talking about be cautious that you don't find yourself alone. In different areas, right? We're talking, obviously, this is a show where we're talking about money a lot. And we see the importance of good communication, good accountability in the definition that I just gave, where you're not feeling like you're judgmental. And again, you can put this in all kinds of areas of your life. But one of the things, and I think that we are observing in, and I think I'm a little bit scared about, is the number of people who are just alone. Who are alone in so many different areas of their life. And I talked to a number of seniors recently, and that's, they're like, it's a world I don't understand anymore.
And it is scary. And we're seeing people getting scammed repeatedly. The financial scams are so dangerous. And I would encourage you.
A big part of that. Now, here's the heads up. Listen, if you're listening to this and you're that scams come, but they touch on that. I'm with you. I'm your friend. I'm your, I want to see you succeed. I want to
just send me money.
And of course it takes money and like that's part of the scam. But the reality is it does come from our, walking together. And I see so many of those scams that could be simply avoided, even within our organization. You wouldn't believe the emails that come back that say, hey guys, like I got this email. Is this scam, spam, or
we're
something?
We're constantly sending our team messages.
What do we do with this? That's just a form of accountability. Yes. It's like, don't click that. Or don't. No, that's legit. That's me. Yep, I did that, right?
Well, and that's why now Debbie, when we send an invoice or a customer statement once a month or whatever, she's like, or a document for signing for consent. This is us. You're going to get another email, and it might look fishy, but this is us. We have sent it, and we have to do those things out, and we understand it is scary, but we also know the importance of being in good community. We know that there is community out there that may be not so good. That scam artist on the other end of the phone might not be the community that you need. And if you feel like if something's happening and you're giving money away right now and you're sending it to somebody and you don't want to tell anybody, that should be a red flag. So we just want to talk about some red flags.
Well, no, it doesn't mean. And I'm going to jump in there. We're moving into that, but remember that is part of the. We look at these verses that we just read. Part of the scam will always be, in a sense of community, but isolated from true community. So the scammer will always try and pull you into that kind of, hey, we're in this together, and it's you and me, but Don't tell your friends. Don't tell your kids. Don't tell your parents. Don't tell your spouse, because you know they don't really need to know about what we're doing here, and that can again manifest in all kinds of ways. So
right. I just wanted to throw that in. Yes, and so just be like it's a red flag, and we're saying this not for you to suddenly be listening to us and having shame or embarrassment, which does come with these things, but the enemy keeps us bound with shame. We talked with Amanda Manopin earlier this year about shame and what happens, and and how I've been doing some reading on shame, and the enemy uses shame really to keep us isolated. And we understand that your experience maybe with the church community hasn't been positive, or with communities you've been in, and it's hard some to find trustworthy people. When it comes to your money, we want to encourage you, even if you want more than enough to give you references and testimonies, you can research us. We have a small team of coaches who desire your welfare because our coaches are very convicted about this issue, about managing money and helping people gain some freedom and not be so burdened by the load of debt. And you can call us and we can try and walk with you on your journey without more shame building. We want to be those who are reaching down into that ditch to pull you out, not leaving you alone and isolated. And so we want to encourage you in that, that if you are feeling isolated, alone in your finances, or if you're feeling like you can't share your story, maybe give a trustworthy friend a phone call. Maybe call our office. There are other financial coaches out there that, or advisors that might be able to help you through it, or a family member. Just don't stay alone today. We just can't encourage you. And if you are with an accountability partner, if you are in coaching, if you are talking and it's just got really hard and you really made a decision or something's happened and you're embarrassed, reach out. Anyway, reach out. And you know what? Sometimes we don't get a nice reaction, but honestly, reach out to those people who you know love you. And we do this. There are clients that hit a certain stage of coaching and they're like, no, I'm done. I can't do this. Or they've ghosted meetings, or I can't do this. And our office is just sending, remember, yep, you're moving. Yep, you're in a job transition. Yes, you just had a child. We know it's hard, but we also want to say this, which is what we said. And then I'm going to give this to you, Dave, but money is something you have to manage. It has to be a priority. In our culture, it has to be a priority. If you have a mortgage, it has to be a priority. If you have a job and have lights on and need to eat, your finances and managing your finances needs to be a priority. And if you need help, there are people here to help you.
Yeah. And, you know, like, I'm just laughing because remember, we're going in all kinds of like shooting.
I know.
Kind of buckshot everywhere here. But, you know, the reality is, and this is, you know, our encouragement, is that when we come into a community, and again, going back to the verses that we started with, that, you know, you don't have to put your financial life on any social media platform. Like that, we're not talking about that. We're really talking about two people walking together in the same direction with the same heart for each other. Now I want to flip it. You may be one of those people who says, you know, I'm actually also lonely, but I'm not feeling all the distress. Maybe, you know, you can come together with someone and say, you know, hey, I actually want to walk the journey with you. I want to be with you. And that doesn't, again, I want to be really clear. It's two people walking together in unison that the scripture talks about. And what do we know that Satan really wants to do in a lot of our world is just divide and isolate and create, you know, people individually walking. And so, you know, our encouragement today certainly is for that walking to happen in community, and community means two. It doesn't have to be on your social media. It doesn't have to be all the way out there. But
no, that is not the accountability to throw it on Twitter or TikTok or
of the social media.
Yeah, wait, that's not known. And you're probably, all you who listen probably don't do all that kind of stuff anyway. But I guess that's what we are, encouragement. Just don't give up. Please don't give up. Don't withdraw. Step forward. And it's hard. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying it's not easy. There are things David and I have confessed to each other over the years. It just means vulnerability. It means you are actually risking being rejected. Mm-hmm. You're actually risking being judged. But in a more formal setting, like a financial coaching setting, we try and limit all of that doesn't happen. We are just trying to take you where you're at. We ask clarifying questions, yes, that may not feel comfortable, but sometimes this journey is just difficult and challenging, and we know it's going to be too risky, so we just walk away instead. And we do understand that. So it's both sides of this discussion, you know, Dave, like it's not easy not like to pose. Like, we've had this discussion over the years about posing, right?
Well, that's just hiding, right? And, yes. And again, we all do some of that in different forms. It's certainly, you know, when it comes to money, you know, and again, I don't want to get too far off track, but when we get to money, credit allows us to pose way beyond really our means, right? So then it's, you know, we have all this, you know, money that we know we can never pay back, but we have the hope that maybe one day something will happen. But, you know, the reality is, and the truth is that we're actually trying to live this life that is just beyond what we should be living. And so,
coming in and confessing that, or exposing that, or saying, yeah, I've got all this debt, or we come and say, just take the pain away. Can someone just write me a check to take care of it? And we just, what we talked about earlier this morning as well on our drive in to the studio is, we want ease and comfort so much. We just want what's easy. So just come and tell me.
I want to reframe that though, because you know what? Maybe we can commit together to say, you know, there is a difference between simplicity and easy.
True.
And honestly, I think most people, when they say, I want it easy. What I hear from a lot of people is I just want it to be simple. And simplicity is actually a really great goal to have, especially in your finances, but simplicity means saying no. Like, part of simplicity actually means saying no to a whole bunch of things that complicate our lives. And you know, again, we can go, this can go all over way in terms of direction.
I know,
direction.
We're all over.
But I just want to come back to, you know, when we talk about two walking together. Again, in my own mind, as I read those verses, and there's a few verses ahead of that, you know, the writer of Ecclesiastes talks about working like crazy, but not having anybody really to benefit from all the work that you do all your life. Like that's discouraging. And then he goes on to say, two people walking together and two people being able to share in that together. There's this simplicity that I think,
walking with somebody
helps us get there, because you know, again, I'm cautious because we mentioned social media, and a lot of social media comes to us and complicates our life and makes us desire.
Well, then because it's that picture I had when we were praying this morning, is this crowd of people behind you, right? When you're on social media and presenting a certain thing, you know, even if it looks like it's just one person walking next to you, you've got a crowd behind you, and it just feels like a burden. It can feel like it represents this pressure to be something that no one's ever asked you to be. And when you can just click, you know, turn it off, and you just walk with that person. That's what I feel like you're saying. When you just walk with one in silence and moving forward, or even
just articulating it and saying, like, I just feel like my life is so complicated in this area.
It's crowded.
And you know, there's these voices and there's this and there's that, and all of this is going on. And then just to be able to say, can you help me simplify
right.
this part to, of to the
to get
journey.
Through the voices. Maybe that's that picture that I'm seeing is mm-hmm. that all these voices that are putting pressure on us and we just want to turn them off mm-hmm. and say, will you just walk with me in this? And then as you're walking, when it gets hard, that's what we want to encourage you. Don't abandon that accountability.
No, that's because when you need it the most.
That's when you need it. When you're moving, when it's hard, even if like in a coaching relationship, I haven't done my homework and I can't meet with my coach. No, meet with your coach. Ask them if you can do the homework together mm-hmm. in that session. That's what we're here for. And we need that. Because there are times when it just seems so overwhelming and we understand that. So it is our encouragement to you. If you've hear nothing in all of our wayward conversation today, you know, if you're hiding stuff, it's a red flag. Find someone that you can trust to talk to about your financial journey. And when you're on that journey with that person, don't give up. Don't give up in the times where it's like David and I think we haven't had a financial date for a few weeks because it's been so intense at work and in our life. And we just know we're getting back to it this weekend. Mm-hmm. We have to get back to it because expenses come.
Well, we miss it.
We miss it. I'm like,
I'll speak for me.
I know I do too. I'm like, can we please talk about money? And the nitty gritty, because we need the accountability as well. And what came up that surprised us that we have to pay for. So we just need each other. We need each other to help each other stay out of the ditch. But when we fall in, to get out of the ditch. And that's our encouragement to you.
Well, maybe just as we wrap up, maybe just read those verses one more time, just as an encouragement to those, and then you can sure. go ahead and pray. So.
Two are better than one, because they have a good return for their labor. If either of them falls down, one can help the other up. But pity anyone who falls and has no one to help them up. Also, if two lie down together, they will keep warm. But how can one keep warm alone? Though one may be overpowered, two can defend themselves. A cord of three strands is not quickly broken. And you can find those in Ecclesiastes 4, verses 9 to 12. Mm. So, Lord, we thank you that you ultimately are our companion on the way. Lord, there may be some that can't find the courage today, but we ask for courage. We ask that they would open their finances to you first, and then maybe to another friend or coach that can help them walk on the journey. Lord, help us not give up in hard times because we get tired. So we call on you for mercy and grace mm-hmm. in Jesus' name. Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you for joining us. I know we were all over the place, but I hope you're encouraged a little bit just with the idea that you're not alone. And that's really mm-hmm. the message we wanted to leave with you. You can always reach out or to morethanenough.ca or feel free, notmine.ca. Again, lots of resources there. Enter into the community. And of course, please join us next week when we talk money.
Let's Talk Money is a division of More Than Enough Financial Fitness, where God is transforming hearts and bringing hope for today and freedom for tomorrow. For more information or to comment on today's show, please visit morethanenough.ca.